All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, you knew that somebody was going to do it, but it was the New York Mets today that decided to sign former National Football League quarterback Tim Tebow to a minor league deal. Now, Tebow will begin playing for the Mets in Arizona Fall League in a few months. And it's a situation, you know, a lot of people are going to look at it and say, well, is this a marketing ploy by the Mets? Is this a way for their owners, Fred and Jeff Wilpon, to bring in more tickets or sell more tickets for their organization? And, you know, depending on which way you look at it, it could be those answers plus more. But the bottom line is this: Tim Tebow is a competitor, and I know a lot of people are going to criticize him for this. It did not work out for him in the National Football League, and I know some people are going to say, well, he was a very inaccurate quarterback. I get that, but the bottom line is Tim Tebow is a motivator, and he's a leader, and he knows how to get the people around him to elevate their game to another level. And I said this about Tebow's time in the NFL. You look at it, and the Denver Broncos were a 1-4 or 1-5 team when he took over as their quarterback, and he got things turned around and got them to the postseason. And it's a situation with Tebow when he played in the NFL, it was not going to be pretty. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, you're going to win. And you look at what he's coming into in baseball. I know, like, he had a tryout a few days ago as an outfielder, and the arm wasn't there. He had decent hitting, and I think he's a guy that could make a career for himself at first base. And I think he's a guy that, you know, he can work at his hitting. It's going to take some time. And I'm not saying that he's going to go out there and be a Hall of Famer, but the bottom line is he's going to go out there and compete. And with that said, it's not a guarantee that he's going to make his way all the way up to the Mets team. He has plenty of steps to go through. The first step is Fall League, and then he has to go through their minor league system. But I tell you like this: whether it be one of their single-A affiliates for the Mets, such as the Brooklyn Cyclones, or their double-A team in Binghamton, or the triple-A team out in Las Vegas, I guarantee you that there is more intrigue that's going to be around those teams, and there are going to be more people that are going to be in the stands in 2017 to watch Tebow play. Now, if the Mets want to take it the next step and begin selling Tim Tebow Mets merchandise, we'll have to wait and see. But this is a very intriguing move, to say the least, and I'm not going to sit up here and write Tim Tebow off, because he's shown throughout his life that when people doubt him, he only elevates what he's doing to the next level. And like I said, it wasn't pretty with him as a quarterback, but at the end of the day, he wins. And if he doesn't get to the major league level, the youngsters that are around him in that clubhouse in the minors are going to be motivated to play better, because he is going to make them elevate their game. And it would not surprise me at what level of the Mets organization that Tim Tebow is playing that this is going to be a guy that will be elected captain of that team by his peers. That's the type of guy that he is, and that's the type of respect that he commands. So, you know, Sandy Alderson, the Mets general manager, has been taking more flack than anything else for this move. But I mean, Sandy's a baseball guy, and you figure like this: he had absolutely nothing to lose by doing this. You see some of the moves that Alderson has made with the Mets big club this year, bringing back Jose Reyes for cheap and bringing back a guy like John Neese for cheap as well. These are moves that he simply had absolutely nothing to lose on. And it's the same thing with Tim Tebow. And who's to know if Tim Tebow doesn't make it to the major league level, does he help motivate somebody else in that organization to get themselves to make that major league level? And I think right there alone would be a win-win for the New York Mets. So it's going to be interesting to see how this happens. And everybody that was ready to close the door on Tebow mania in New York City a few years ago when the New York Jets parted with him, buckle up for another round of the Tim Tebow circus, this time coming to you at Citi Field. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And I hope that you had the opportunity to get out there this summer and enjoy some of the fun and excitement at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. And of course, the Cyclones will be right back in action next June. Now, if you're on Twitter, please Please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page of 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping Sunday's action from week number one in the National Football League. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.